From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, June 21st. Some senior mobile home park residents in Chico are reacting to a months-long fight for rent stabilization hitting a wall. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
Cheryl Robertson lives at Pleasant Valley Mobile Estates. She witnessed her neighbor's hard work organizing, she says. Now she's saddened by the news the city council has rejected their efforts.
It feels like a waste of time that they're doing it. The harder they try, the more they say no at the council meetings.
The city council voted against an ordinance that would have limited how much mobile home residents' rents could increase annually. The residents' efforts at several city council meetings came after multiple sharp rent hikes. They had hoped the council would approve rent stabilization. But the motion failed 2-4 with one absence. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
A new Shasta County Registrar of Voters has been chosen by supervisors. The appointee is a former deputy district attorney with no experience running elections. The decision to hire Tom Toller was a shock to some. He was chosen over Joanna Franciscat, the assistant county clerk and registrar of voters who oversaw the March primary election. She has worked in the elections office for over 16 years. Shasta Scout reports Toller told the paper his priority as the new registrar is transparency within the elections office. Supervisors told the news outlet they chose Toller because of his willingness to push back against California's interpretation of election law. One point of contention between supervisors and state election officials has been its ruling against hand-counting ballots in larger communities like Shasta County. The outlet reports Supervisor Mary Rickert voiced concerns about the choice and Toller's lack of experience ahead of the upcoming presidential election. She and Supervisor Tim Garman opposed his appointment. According to a press release, Toller's appointment is for the remainder of the recently retired registrar's term until 2027. An election for the position will be held in 2026. He must pass a background check before being formally appointed. In other news, the fire that tore through the historic Hotel Marysville has left the building at risk of structural failure. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more.
A report from an engineering firm shared with NSPR, courtesy of the Appeal Democrat, estimated that the blaze burned at over 1,000 degrees. It said such high temperatures could cause steel in the building to become brittle and even fuse with concrete. The report was released Wednesday. The report notes that all of the hotel's 5 stories were burned. It recommends a safety perimeter of 105 feet be set up around the building and that all other buildings within that radius be vacated. It concludes by recommending that the building either be salvaged for material following further examination or be demolished entirely. Caltrans reports Highway 70 from 3rd to 6th Street is still closed due to its proximity to the hotel. The cause of the fire, which began last weekend, is unknown. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
2 giant bee sculptures were unveiled in Orland. Caltrans and the city collaborated to bring the sculptures, which are now along I-5 at Newville Road. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the sculptures commemorate Orland's status as the Queen Bee Capital of North America. They were designed by a local artist who started construction in 2022. The project was funded by the state's Clean California Beautification Project. The initiative is a sweeping $1.2 billion effort to transform public spaces in the state. And finally, a bill aimed at increasing wildfire safety in California is advancing in the state legislature. It would streamline the process for clearing combustible brush and trees along roads. Officials say roadside ignitions are a significant source of wildfires when a spark from a passing vehicle or cigarette comes into contact with dry brush and grass. Dave Winokur is chief of the Moraga-Orinda Fire District.
With the allocation of these mitigation dollars, we are not only less likely to see roadside starts, but we will give the firefighters the tools they need to hold fires that started somewhere else when they encounter a roadway as a manner of keeping them out of our communities. Anything that will allow us to get more good mitigations on the ground quickly will be beneficial to our efforts to create fire-adapted communities.
The bill cleared the Assembly Natural Resources Committee this week. It heads next to Assembly Appropriations. The bill would give roadside vegetation management projects to reduce wildfire risk an exemption from the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. And those are your headlines for Friday, June 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.